Tinder is being hailed as one of the safer dating apps currently on the market. Users can see one another's mutual friends on Facebook, and two users can only start messaging once they've approved each other's photos. But safety isn't always the case with Tinder. Just ask Raquel Pierre, a 20-year-old junior at James Madison University.
I was in class one day, and my roommate was texting me, and she was like, "Oh my God, you have to get Tinder. It's this new app. And it's like a matchmaking app where you can rate people if they're hot or not and then begin messaging." And so I downloaded it and my other roommate downloaded it. And so the three of us spent, like, honestly, the whole night looking through Tinder. And she met some guy and they became a match on Tinder and started messaging. And so she was like, "Yeah, you should come party at JMU." And because he goes to a military school only 45 minutes away.
Pierre's roommate told her Tinder match that he should bring some friends, and he agreed. Then she told Pierre and their other two roommates that the boys were coming over soon and that they'd have to hang out with them for the night.
So they came, and there were just as many boys as there were us. Already it was just getting kind of, like, too set up for me. They just came in and started talking to us, and we immediately just started pre-gaming. And We were just talking to them, and I just noticed that everybody one by one was, like, pairing off with each other. And I wasn't really looking at the situation as, like, "Oh, I want to find one of them," because I don't, like, you know, hook up randomly with people. I have to, like, know you.
Two couples had already clearly paired off. And when the group went out to a party together, Pierre realized that one of the guys was zeroing in on her.
He was just, like, talking to me, and if I would walk, like, two steps, he would be two steps right behind me, and it was just kind of creepy and, like, making weird eye contact, like, across the room for me and, like, trying to dance with me but be, like, running away.
Back at home, three of the couples disappeared into separate bedrooms. Pierre, on the other hand, directed her admirer to the couch. She went to fetch him pillows and a blanket. When she returned to the living room, things got weird.
Then he goes, "Hey, can I talk to you for a second?" And I was like, "Oh, sure." Like, I knew what he was going to say. Like, he was going to try to ask me to stay in my room, and I was going to freak out. So I was just, like, trying to be polite. So I was like, "Sure, what's up?" And he was like, "Well, I think my friend is going to sleep in your friend's room. So, and, you know, it is kind of ridiculous to sleep on the couch." And I was like, "Oh, wait, are you asking me if you can sleep in my room?" And he was, like, acting like he was, like, relieved because I understood what he was trying to say, but really I was, like, shocked. And so he was like, "Oh gosh, thank gosh, yeah, that's what I was asking, yeah." And I was like, I'm really sorry, and I didn't want to tell him, like, no, because I felt bad, but I wanted to, like, I didn't want to do it.
He started getting unnecessarily aggressive, and Pierre started getting scared.
He just seemed, like, really kind of, like, pissed off, and I thought that was weird because I had just met him, like, 4 hours ago, and, like, I just gave him no impression that I was interested in him. So I kind of, like, closed my door, lock it, and I, like, checked my phone, and he had texted me. He got my number somehow from one of my roommates. He had texted me saying, "Look, I don't expect to do anything with you. I just want to sleep. It's really ridiculous that I would have to sleep on the couch." I was so mad at that because it's just, like, kind of, like, fresh for him to assume that he's entitled to sleep in, like, my bed rather than a couch. So I was, like, really weirded out, like, kind of scared that he was texting me, like, all aggressively. So I was, like, shaking in my room, like, freaking out, like, what do I do? There's no way I can sleep here without feeling like scared throughout the night that he's going to come banging on my door or something, like, angrily. So I started texting my friend, and she was like, "You know, if you feel really uncomfortable, then I'll come pick you up." And I said, "Yeah, I do." And she goes, "Okay, I'll be there in 2 minutes. So then I got another text from him that said, "What did I do to piss you off?" I didn't answer that either. And then I packed the bag to go to my friend's house, and I just realized that I had to walk past him to leave the apartment. So I was, like, really scared. But I just, like, locked my door, and just booked it out the front door. And he was just sitting on the couch creepily alone in the dark, just texting me. But, so I ran out, and as I was running out the front door, he was like, hey, like, all aggressively, and I just slammed the door and, like, ran down the stairs and into my friend's car and just, like, freaked out and started crying. It was so crazy.
Thankfully, Pierre escaped, and the guys all headed back to their school the next day. After her scary ordeal, Pierre says she's done with Tinder.
I had the app for one weekend, and I deleted it the day that all happened, like the day after. And I haven't thought about it since, and I think it's really creepy because guys would message you, like, the strangest pickup lines or the most forward, like, gross comments about how they like the way you look. So it wasn't really my style to begin with.
Reporting for Pavement Pieces, this is Jordan Taylor.